I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Over 2,000 state legislators, community, and business leaders are all talking issues over eggs this morning. As the 2018 legislative session gets underway, the Georgia Chamber of Commerce is holding its annual Eggs and Issues Breakfast at the Georgia World Congress Center. Governor Nathan Deal, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, and House Speaker David Ralston are all scheduled to speak. And a proposal to impose new rules and limits on how Georgia colleges handle sexual assault cases is getting a new chance in the state legislature. The state Senate voted without debate yesterday to move House Bill 51 to a new committee. That's after the Senate Judiciary Committee failed to bring it up for a vote last year. Advocacy groups and rape victims have opposed the bill. They say requiring schools to report alleged felonies to police would discourage some victims from reporting sexual assaults. Republican Representative Earl Earhart of Powder Springs' bill passed the House last year. He says college disciplinary proceedings can tarnish the reputations of accused students while denying them due process. There's a new person in charge at Agnes Scott College. Yesterday, the school named 60-year-old Leocadia Zack as its ninth president. During the ceremony, she spoke about what makes the school unique.
It is an environment that's inclusive and diverse, but it's also one that has outstanding people. It's warm, it's special.
Zack takes over the Decatur-based college in July from Elizabeth Keish, who's retiring after 12 years as president. Zack previously served as director of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency under President Barack Obama. After months of dispute, it has been decided the city of South Fulton will keep that as its name. WSB reports that last night the city council decided not to override Mayor Bill Edwards' veto of a proposed law changing the name of the city to Renaissance. In November, the council voted to rename the city, but residents pushed back against the change, citing more urgent issues that the new city should deal with. The national championship showdown between Alabama and Georgia drew over 28 million viewers, making it the second most watched title game in the four-year-old format of the college football playoff. Viewership for the matchup was up 13% from last season's Clemson-Alabama rematch. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.